Hello, my friends, and welcome back to Movie Deputy Reviews, where as you can see, if you are on our YouTube channel, that is, that we are going to be talking about Now You See Me 2. If you caught our Surprise Sunday and our Monday episodes, you were probably fully aware that this is the movie we are going to be talking about today, and some extra little bonuses and stuff that I was mentioning that might be happening this week. So as I'm recording this one ahead of time, we will have to just wait and see if I can make those other things happen. Fingers crossed. But I figure some of these older titles, it wouldn't probably hurt to do more than one recording a day to kind of get caught up. And I know I'm going to still keep doing the Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday shows, but I'm going to actually intermingle just random episodes in between on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and occasional weekend ones as well. And we might even have days where we get multiple episodes in the same day. So there's so many movies that I have on MovieDeputy.com to still get over here onto this format. So it's gonna be a lot, but I can do it. I'm going to do it. It's going to be great. It's going to be awesome. All of these movies are an adventure. And if you have not seen Now You See Me 2 yet, you'll probably recognize there's a few new faces on this poster. Now, you notice I'm also starting with the podcast poster again, and I want to share why. It's because I also chose an international poster for the main poster of this that I wanted to turn into the podcast image. And as it was not originally in English, I kind of had to do some tweaking with that. But I think it turned out well. Here, let me show you the poster that was the original one. And I do believe this is German. I'm not 100% certain on that. But as you can see, the poster is not originally in English, as it's one of the international posters. But that is why I wanted to switch it up for the podcast image. Now, if you are just on our podcast format, feel free to come over to our YouTube channel and check out these, because you get extra bonus content over here. You get to see the podcast image, the poster image. Plus, you get to view the trailer and see and hear all of my reactions to the trailer. I'm also going to be announcing, too, that we are also going to start doing, I'm going to start doing trailer reactions when trailers are newly released. So in addition to having them as part here, I will also be doing some trailer reactions. I'm probably not going to get all of the movies done, but for specific titles at least. So be on the lookout for that. As always, like, subscribe, and share so that you can always get the latest and greatest content. And we're going to start figuring out some things of like what things are going to be subscriber only. So you'll definitely want to be sure and subscribe over here too, so that you don't miss any of that content. I'm going to switch back over to the podcast image over here. And you're probably wondering, guilty or innocent? I am actually going with an innocent rating on all three of these movies. There's a little bit of language, but nothing that sets it outside of the realm of, there's nothing like that's visually bad for younger audiences with that. I mean, there's mild violence, but nothing over the top. And this one, we definitely get to go on an adventure. On the last one, we saw a teleportation from the stage to a bank in Paris. And this one, that whole thing kind of plays a part again. It's in a different way, but the four horsemen now find themselves in a different situation that they can't really find a way to explain themselves until it's sort of revealed. Now, you'll notice another character here in the middle of the poster as well. If you're not familiar with Now You See Me 2, you probably see Daniel Radcliffe in the middle of the poster here. For those not familiar with the name Daniel Radcliffe, he is better known as Harry Potter. And I think he will always have that moniker attached to him as long as he's around. And you'll probably notice that there's a face missing from the poster. We do not get to see Henley in this particular movie, but don't worry, she comes back for Now You See Me, Now You Don't. No spoilers. You know me, no spoilers ever. And I will let the newest horseman introduce herself in the movie as it goes on, so I won't spoil that. You know me, no spoilers ever. But let's go ahead and jump over into the trailer for this, and then we'll get into the original review that was on MovieDeputy.com, and of course, the score. So don't worry, I'm not leaving that out. But here we go.
Let the momentum of the car do the work for you. It's all in the wrist.
Not bad. Now you want to see a thing of beauty? Bingo, bango, bongo.
That's good. It's good to be positive despite making zero progress in a year. Gotta raise a little hell.
they have disappeared forever. But this is the moment we've all been waiting for. Ladies and gentlemen, the four horsemen.
And the girl horsemen. Woo! Yeah! Nope.
She's trying to, like, yay! As I always put it, shameless self-promotion. And so she was kind of doing that herself here, too. It's like everywhere I go, it's like I've got my logo on or my jacket or I'm handing out stickers or glow-in-the-dark keychains or whatever I have on me at the time. But I call it shameless self-promotion. And the horsemen kind of do a little bit of that, too. And so that always makes me smile.
Are you listening, horsemen? You will get what's coming to you.
Thank you, everybody!
In ways you can't expect.
Hey, it's great to be back.
Now the greatest magicians in the world are my magic trick.
Everyone get off the stage.
We jumped off a rooftop in New York.
Where the hell are we?
The man of time!
We landed in China.
How is this possible?
This is simply my move.
Next one is yours.
Somebody got the better of us, okay? Somehow.
Yes, you were lured into a trap.
Ta-da!
This is the key to every computer system on the planet. I'd want you to steal it for me.
You think we're still gonna play your little games?
I know you will.
We're going out with the show. People will never forget.
That is an understatement.
Hey, do that myself.
Thanks for having us.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Not long ago, we were tricked.
Let's go. Let's go.
So it's only fitting that we do the same thing to the person who did it to us.
Damn, it feels good to be back.
Hello, hello.
Stop. Make it go up.
Now imagine stopping the rain and at least visually making it reverse and fall upwards. That is just one of the many illusions that take place in this movie. So if you are fascinated by things like that, this is one that you won't want to miss if you have not seen it yet.
There's always more than what's on the surface.
So I'm hoping that you guys enjoyed that. I enjoy watching that, and I can't help but find myself smiling as that kind of goes on. But I want to share with you the original review that had been on MovieDeputy.com. The horsemen have returned. They are still being pursued by the FBI, so their return is not as grandiose as they had envisioned. Though some of them have their doubts, they are still being guided by the Eye. Only it's not as simple as it seems. There is a struggle for power within the organization, which has created an eye for an eye situation, even under the watch of the Eye. In the midst of their introduction, they find themselves caught up in something that goes beyond what they could have imagined. Calculating their next move will be everything in this ultimate game of cat and mouse, all while finding themselves in the midst of no one and everyone at the same time. So what is the goal of this? An illusion that will reveal much more than it initially seems. Purposely enigmatic, this takes you deeper inside the inner workings of what makes them tick and what makes all of this possible. Some questions will answer themselves and other questions will be created, leaving us to wonder, is there more in the works for the horsemen? Though the base story isn't quite as spellbinding as the first, there is much more backstory presented here. Definitely a calculated continuation that leaves you in a perpetual state of awe. So I think that definitely captures a lot of the heart that is in this movie. Like I said, and what you can kind of see from the trailer, they jumped into basically a slide in New York and they land in China. How is that even possible? Well, that and many more secrets will reveal themselves, along with one of the oldest magic shops in the world is referenced in this movie as well. And you'll also find there's also ties to other family members, and just there's a lot more backstory here that just it builds upon the first movie, and it adds, and it insinuates that there could be more. And obviously, as we know, that we now have Now You See Me, Now You Don't. And it goes back to play on this one a little bit. But there are still some twists and turns that you may not expect. And I'm still maybe hoping that there could be more. So I guess we'll have to wait and see. Now, score-wise, as I said, it's not quite as spellbinding as the first. The first Now You See Me movie, I gave a 7.25 out of 10. The new one, as if you haven't already checked that out, it did get a 5.5 out of 10 on Now You See Me, Now You Don't. So where did I come in at Now You See Me 2? Now You See Me 2 came in at a strong 6.5 out of 10 on the Deputy scale, which is watchable, good story, some flaws, but it's also right in the middle of watchable, memorable, questionable content. So, and if you saw the scene with the brassiere in the trailer there, that is about as racy as any of the content gets. So if you are concerned about this for the littles, no need to have concerns on that. Like I said, there is a little bit of language, but overall, I would consider this safe for most ages on that. So as always, I hope you are having as much fun on this adventure as I am. As always, again, please like, subscribe, and share. And be sure to stay tuned. Like I said, we've got some of that bonus content coming up, and we will have our contest coming up in December that I don't want you to miss out on, because you're going to want to be paying attention for the details as we get closer to that. So as always, I'll be back soon. Bye-bye.